Welcome to this beginner Ableton Live 12 lesson on building a mid-bass system with modern punch and vintage soul for jungle and old-school DNB vibes. By the end of this lesson, you're not just going to have a bass sound, you're going to have a workflow. And that matters a lot in drum and bass, because the bass is not separate from the drums. It lives with the break, it answers the snare, it leaves space. It drives the tune forward. So the goal today is to build a three-layer bass system using only Ableton stock devices. We'll make a clean sublayer, a punchy mid-bass layer, and a top texture layer that adds grit, movement, and that dusty old-school attitude. Let's start by setting up the project. Open a new Ableton Live 12 set and set the tempo somewhere between 170 and 174 BPM. For this lesson, 170 BPM is a great place to begin. That gives us a proper jungle and old-school DNB feel right away. Now create three MIDI tracks and name them clearly: sub, mid-bass, and top texture. Before you even start designing the bass, put down a simple drum loop or a basic kick and snare pattern. This is important. In DNB, you do not design bass in a vacuum. The drums tell you where the bass can hit, where it should breathe, and where it should get out of the way. Even a simple two-step pattern is enough for now. As you build, keep an eye on your levels. Leave headroom. You do not want the master slamming into zero. A good beginner target is to keep the master peaking somewhere around -6 to -8 dB while you're working. That gives you room to shape the sound properly. Now let's build the sub first. On the sub track, load operator. You could use Waveatable too, but operator is super clean and beginner friendly for this job. We want a simple sine wave or the most basic low oscillator possible. Think pure, round, and stable. Set the oscillator down low, around -1 or -2 octaves, and turn mono on. Keep glide off for now. We want this layer to be solid and controlled, not fancy. Now write a simple MIDI bass pattern. Keep it minimal. Use root notes that fit your track key, and make the note lengths short and controlled. You can try one note hits on the offbeats or at the start of each bar. You can also try 1/8 notes, 1/4 notes, or the occasional held note if the phrase needs tension. The sub should feel almost invisible on small speakers, but huge on proper monitors. It should be felt more than heard. That's the sign you've got it right. After operator, add EQ8. For now, don't boost anything. Only cut if you need to remove useless rumble below 20 to 30 Hz. Keep this layer clean. In DNB, a clean sub is your foundation. Now let's move to the mid-bass, which is where the personality starts to show. On the MID bass track, load Waveatable or operator. Waveatable is great here, because it makes movement easier to shape. Start with a saw-based sound or a Waveatable that has some harmonics in it. You want a source with bite, but not something too wild. Set the synth to mono. You can use one or two voices, but keep it tight. If you want a little slide or legato character, turn legato on and use a small glide time, maybe around 30 to 80 milliseconds. That can give the bass a nice subtle push without making it sloppy. This is the layer that gives you that modern punch. It should feel focused, slightly aggressive, and alive. Not overcomplicated. In DNB, more layers do not automatically mean more power. A lot of the time, clarity is what makes the bass hit hard. After the synth, add auto filter. Start with either a low pass or a band pass filter. Bring the resonance up a little, maybe around 10 to 25%, and add a touch of drive if the sound needs more edge. You can automate this cutoff later for movement. Next, add saturator. Keep it controlled. A drive amount around 2 to 6 dB is usually plenty to add weight and harmonic punch. Turn soft clip on, then trim the output so the level stays under control. Then add EQ8. If the sound starts to feel muddy, gently cut around 100 to 250 Hz. If it gets harsh or tiring, reduce a little around 2 to 5 kHz. This layer should cut through, but not stab your ears. Now for the top texture layer, which is where the vintage soul comes in. On the top texture track, load Waveatable, analog, or even collision if you want something more unusual. For a beginner-friendly approach, Waveatable is totally fine. Choose a sound with some noise or harmonic richness, then high pass it so it stays out of the sub region. Add auto filter and set it to high pass somewhere around 200 to 500 Hz. That keeps it from fighting the low end. You can lightly automate the cutoff, or use envelope movement if you want some shifting character. Then add a little grit. Redux can work well here if you use it gently, or you can use saturator with just a small amount of drive, maybe 1 to 3 dB. This layer is not supposed to be loud. It is supposed to bring dust, edge, and personality. Think of it like the rough top coat on the bass. It gives you that old-school feel, that sampled texture, that slightly degraded energy that makes jungle bass feel alive. Now comes the musical part, the phrase. A lot of beginners try to fill every bar with notes when the bass feels weak. Usually, that makes things worse. In DnB, less note density often feels more expensive. You want to create a phrase that talks to the drums. Try building a simple two-bar call and response. In bar 1, place a short bass hit on beat 1, then another answer later in the bar. Leave space around the snare. In bar 2, change the rhythm slightly. Maybe hold one note longer, maybe shift one note by a 16th, maybe place a syncopated hit before the snare. Keep it simple, but intentional. A strong DnB bass line often feels like it is answering the break. That conversation between bass and drums is what gives jungle and old-school DnB so much personality. The bass should not constantly sit on top of the drums. It should weave through them. If you want a really good beginner rule, start with only 2 to 4 notes in the phrase. That is enough. Get the groove right first. Now let's glue the layers together. Route SUB, mid bass, and TOP texture into a group track and call it bass bus. This helps you shape the whole system as one instrument. On the bass bus, add EQ8 for final tone shaping. Then add glue compressor with a light touch. A low ratio like 2 to 1 is a good starting point. Use an attack around 10 to 30 milliseconds. And a medium or auto release. You only want a few dB of gain reduction at most. The point is to glue the bass, not crush it. If the bass still feels a bit thin or too polite, you can add a little saturator or drum bus on the bus. Just keep it subtle. You want density, not mush. One really important thing here is mono compatibility. Keep the sub layer completely mono. That is non-negotiable for clean low end in DnB. The width can live in the mid and top layers, but the sub should stay centered and solid. If needed, use utility on the sub and set width to 0%. Now let's make the bass move. Static bass can work, but DnB really comes alive with movement. Automate the cutoff on auto filter in the mid bass layer. Try opening it slightly before a drop, or closing it down for tension before a snare hit. You can also automate the saturator drive a little bit for fills, or change glide time between sections for a more expressive phrase. If you want the sound to feel more old school, keep the movement musical and manual, not overly polished. Small sweeps, small accents, and small changes often feel more authentic than huge modern wobble moves. Now place the bass into a basic arrangement. A good beginner structure could be an 8-bar intro with drums and filtered bass hints, then a 16-bar drop where the full bass system comes in, then an 8-bar switch up with a slight rhythm change, then maybe a breakdown or tension section, and then back into the drop with a variation. For jungle and old school DnB, it's cool to introduce the bass in stages. Maybe start with sub-only hints, then bring in the mid-bass, then reveal the texture layer later. That slow reveal makes the drop feel bigger. And if your bass still feels too clean, resampling is your friend. Route the bass to a new audio track and record 4 to 8 bars of it. Then chop the audio, try new phrasing, and see what happens. You can use warp if timing needs help, or samplers if you want to re-trigger slices. Resampling can give you that more committed, sampled, underground feel that works so well in darker DnB and jungle. You can also process the bounced audio with a EQ8, saturator, or auto filter to refine it further. Sometimes printing the sound makes it feel more real and more direct. Before we wrap up, here are the main mistakes to watch out for. Do not make the sub too loud. If anything is competing with the drums, start by lowering the sub. Do not add too much stereo width to the low end. Keep the sub mono. Do not overcomplicate the MIDI. Strong rhythm matters more than a lot of notes. Do not let the bass fight the snare. Leave space for the snare to snap. Do not distort everything equally. Usually one layer should carry most of the grit, while the others stay cleaner. And do not forget arrangement variation. Even a small change every 8 bars can keep the tune moving. A few quick pro tips before the practice. Try layering a filtered reese under the clean sub if you want a darker rollers feel. Use subtle glide on select notes for a menacing slide. Use auto filter automation around transitions to build tension. Check your bass in mono regularly. And remember, if the groove still feels good at low volume, that is usually a sign the rhythm and midrange are working properly. Here's your quick practice challenge. Set the project to 170 BPM. Make a simple kick and snare or break loop. Build the 3 bass tracks. Write a 2-bar MIDI phrase using no more than 3 notes. Make one note short, one note held, and one note slightly delayed for syncopation. Add auto filter and saturator to the mid layer. Automate the cutoff over the 2 bars. Then bounce the bass to audio and listen back with the drums. Compare the version with the top texture layer and the version without it. Ask yourself which one locks best with the break, which one feels most musical, and which one has the strongest identity at low volume. That's the big takeaway from this lesson. Build your DNB bass as a system, not just a sound. Sub first for weight, mid bass for punch and character, top texture for vintage soul and grit. Keep the low end mono. Use short musical phrases. Leave space for the break and the snare. Use automation for movement, and resample when you want more attitude. If you keep it clear, rhythmic, and slightly gritty, you'll get much closer to that modern punch and old school jungle soul sound that makes drum and bass feel alive.